Hey guys, it's Azra. So today I want to tell you a little story about something that I witnessed while I was out getting groceries. Now, kind of let me give you a little bit of background. I don't leave my house, even before this pandemic, I don't leave my house much. Once or twice a month to go get groceries, and once in a blue moon to go to a family function. I have a hard time being out with a lot of people around me. I get very anxious. I think it's part of my bipolar disorder, I think, or I could just have social anxiety. I don't know. That's besides the point. So I was out and I was at Walmart, and the Walmart I go to has a Subway located in it. And after I got my groceries, I decided to grab a sub from Subway before I came home for lunch. And I'm the last person in line, and I'm just standing there waiting my turn, standing 6 feet behind the person that's in front of me. And when you walk into the Subway, they have a little spot for you to park your cart if you have a cart. So you're not standing in line with your cart and trying to navigate through the line with a cart. And as I'm standing there, I'm kind of playing on my phone. Well, I happen to glance around at, around my surroundings, just kind of take notice. And I seen this young lady. She was probably about 15 or 16 years old. She looks about my daughter's age. And she's there with her parent, guardian, relative. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But she's there with somebody. And this young lady decided to take some of her own money. I watched her reach into her purse and get out her wallet and stuff some money in her pocket, and she went over to this older gentleman who probably looked, he probably was in his 80s or maybe early 90s, and he had a baseball hat on. Well, the angle he was sitting at, I couldn't really read what it said until he turned, and he was a Korean War vet, and this young lady walked over to this older gentleman and asked him if he was hungry. And he proceeded to tell her that he was waiting for his daughter or granddaughter, or grandson, somebody to come pick him up. And, well, she's like, well, are you hungry though? You know, it's lunchtime, are you hungry? And he asked her why, and she's like, well, I'd like to buy you something to eat or something to drink or both if you're hungry while you wait. And so this old man had the biggest grin, and just, he was so excited. Not only was this young lady talking to him, but that she offered to take some of her own money and buy him something to eat or drink or both when she didn't have to. And he looked at her and he said, you know what? I'd like a bag of chips, please. And she's like, all right, well, what kind? Because at Subway, they offer particular chips like Lay's, regular, and they have, a little variety to eat with your sub if you want. And he told her he just wanted a plain bag of regular Lay's chips. So this young lady, comes over, and I look at her and said, you know what? I said, go ahead and hop in line in front of me. I'm not in any big yank. Sorry, somebody just went by on a crotch rocket. And so I let her get in line in front of me because I was so touched by the fact that this young lady voluntarily offered to buy this man something to eat or drink while he was waiting with her own money. And you don't see too many young people who are willing to, let alone talk to somebody that's like older than them, but to offer to buy them something to eat because they didn't know if they were hungry, if they didn't have the money to buy something to eat. And so I looked over at her parent or guardian relative, and I'm just like, whoever has raised her or is raising her, kudos to them, because not too many kids would talk to the elderly. They kind of get pushed to the side, and people even my own age still think that you know, the elderly, they're just annoying. They ramble and they don't want to listen to their stories. And I, you know, and the thing is their stories, if we don't know them now, we won't ever take the time to hear them. And I guess the reason this kind of struck me is my own father is in his 70s. He just turned 73 this year, and he is a Vietnam vet. And you don't see too many young people that are willing to even give him a second glance because he's older. And not saying that kids should go, or, you know, young people should go up and just talk to some random stranger. By all means, that's not what I'm saying, but it was in a controlled situation and controlled environment. Her person that she was with was there watching, and this older gentleman was so non-threatening, which I know can be a ploy. I get that. But she was there with other people that were around and watching and looking out for her, and not that I think this older gentleman would have done anything. But it was in a controlled situation, and it was the fact that this young lady took the time to talk to him. Because once she caught out of line with his bag of chips, she stood there and talked to him for probably a good 5 minutes, listening to him tell her a story about from when he was around her age. And it was just so sweet, because that man was just so excited that somebody around her age was even gave a crap about him. And I don't know if any of you know who Harry Styles is. He is a singer, and he used to be in the band One Direction. Look him up. He's the tall, lanky dude with the curly hair, and it's kind of long in some of the years that he's in the band. Right now his hair's short, but look him up, Harry Styles. He has a motto out that it is so true. It's treat people with kindness. You know, I'm not saying everybody needs to go out and offer to buy an older person or anybody something to eat or drink, but just to take the time to maybe smile at somebody, because we don't know what people are dealing with. We know what we're dealing with. We know what we deal with on a daily basis. But we don't know what other people are dealing with that could be worse than what we're dealing with. Or it could be less, but it's still nonetheless, it's important to them. And just a smile, just a little wave, you know, just a nod that you see them. It means so much to people sometimes, because you never know that you could change the course of their day by just acknowledging their presence. So that's my little story for the day is, you know, treat people with kindness. You know, it should be a given that we do. But sometimes people get so wrapped up into their own worries and whatnot. I'm not saying that our worries aren't important and that we should put them on the back burner for other people, but just a little quick acknowledgement to other people that we see them, we realize that they're there, can so drastically change their outlook on people. Because today that young lady renewed my faith in humanity just a little bit, that, you know, maybe there is the hope that future generations will acknowledge that, you know, older people do have stories, they do have worries, they do have insecurities, that, you know. So yeah, just remember to treat people with kindness. Thanks. Bye.